Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
Sitting in for Matt Spiegel is Carmen Vitale.
Woo! What's up, guys?
I would have all of these conversations about what constitutes the Midwest, because then I had friends from like Nebraska and Kansas that were like, well, we're Midwestern. I'm like, no, you're not. You are Great Plains. You are a flyover state.
You're speaking my language, Carmen. That is exactly how I feel. The state line of Iowa, like the western point of Iowa, has to be one of the borders.
The wild part is doing our cross-country drive this year when we moved back to Chicago from LA. We did the entire state of Colorado. And I don't think I really realized how eastern Colorado is essentially Kansas.
Yeah.
Like, it's flat.
It may even be flatter than parts of Kansas.
I think it is flatter than parts of Kansas. Like, you get over the Rockies, and as soon as the Rockies are gone, like, it is flat, flat.
847 Texas raises a good question. Why do we have to include Missouri?
Okay.
That's a fair question.
So that is a fair question.
Theoretically, we could call it the South. Lord knows that they loved being the South for a very long time.
They're like...
They've had a hard time choosing.
They have. Although, like, Kansas City is...
So you have to compromise.
I'll be deep in the cold, cold ground before I recognize Missouri.
The official adventures of...
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is the Spiegel and Holmes show, and boy, do we have a show for you. We are going to talk with Robert Mays of The Athletic. He's got a TV show now, too, along with an incredible podcast.
He's a busy man.
Matt Bowen's going to join us. Tuesdays are our pro days, so we've got pro Matt Bowen. We've got pro Matt Forte. He joins us at 3 o'clock. Alex is in full space command, and he is by himself. And that is Carmen Vitale.
Woo!
Sitting in for Speegs.
Hi.
She has become a fan favorite around here. Wow. People love it when you are hosting the show.
I think they just like it because I bring baked goods. I bring cookies.
Yeah, but they don't get... I'm talking about the people who listen, not us.
Okay, fair.
The people who listen and watch the show.
That's nice.
Dig your vibe when you're on, so that's good.
That.
And yes, those of us here...
I was going to say, I think y'all here are just like me because I bring cookies.
Look, I want you to realize that it is not admission for you... We love them, but you don't have to bring them.
Okay. It's Christmas, so I was making them anyway, and I was like, well, let me bring some in for my friends.
Yeah, we need to talk about all the things that you are doing for Christmas, because the list that you laid out for us seems like a lot.
It is.
So if you can help other people out that are planning some things... That will be helpful. We will do that at 3:45. We will talk Pro Bowl snubs on the Bears at 3:25 on the show. We got a lot of stuff that we got to get done. We're going to have a little bit of fun, too. And like I said, people love Tanny's Open so much from yesterday. We're going to bring it back. And Alex was like, why don't we start the show with it again? And I was like, I'd rather give people a chance to, if they missed it, to hear it. So 2:45, don't be anywhere else but here at 2:45, and you will hear that masterpiece that Tanny put together. Carmen, I know you were probably busy yesterday doing bear stuff. Did you happen to hear it?
I didn't.
It is epic. You'll hear
it. I'm very excited
about it. Yeah, you should be. So Carmen Vitale does an incredible job working for Fox Sports Radio. She also works for Marquee Network. She's covered the NFC North for forever. She covers the Bears. Along with that, you were at Soldier Field on Saturday.
Yeah.
What was it like?
It was special. It was cool. I still actually, and it's still, I think it's still in my coat pocket. I have my first credential from the first time I ever got to cover a Bears-Packers game. So I, for those of you that don't know, I grew up here in the Western suburbs. I grew up a massive Bears fan. I had a ring that I got when I was a teenager that it was like from the NFL shop and it said Bears on it. And I wore it all the way up until I started interning for the Arizona Cardinals in college. And I was like, maybe I shouldn't have another team on my finger. So this has always been a very special rivalry. I'm completely biased. I think it's the best one in pretty much all of the major sports. And it was always a really cool thing that I got to cover it then. But, and Lawrence, as you know, I think when you, especially when you work for a team, I worked for a team in Tampa for 6 years.
And you have a Super Bowl ring from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
I was well compensated for my efforts, though not monetarily. that's another story. But it does then become a job, right? Mm-hmm. And it you get immune to a lot. And you kind of, there's this shell that kind of forms, or this really thick skin, because like you have to treat everything kind of surgically, especially when you cover the league. I'm going into all sorts of locker rooms. So I like, if I was a Bears fan, like how would anybody in the Packers locker room trust me? How would anybody in the Lions locker room trust me? This, that, the other. So like you have to become very objective, and you kind of have to remove the fandom from yourself.
It's clinical.
It is. It's very clinical, and it's very sterile, and it can get, I don't want this to sound like I'm ungrateful for the job that I get to do, because I realize it's a really cool job, and it's all I've ever wanted to do. This is what I've wanted to do since I was 9 years old. And it's so cool that I get to do it. But it does kind of just change your perspective on things when you see how the sausage is made, and you kind of go through the minutiae every single day. And it just, you deal with the BS, because it's not, it's, Lord knows, it's not an industry that is immune from some just absolutely wackadoodle BS that you have to put up with to stay in it, to push through it, to this, that, the other. So what I'm trying to say is that you lose a lot of your fandom, like a lot of the time. And when I was sitting in that press box on Saturday night, and I got there early, and I was just kind of, you know, doing my stuff, and we'll get to actually what I was doing, but the fans find it like started to filter in, and finally the game clock is winding down and it's about to be time for kick, and the intros are happening, and the Bears gave all of the people in attendance these rally towels, these fourth phase towels. And I look up from my computer from the press box, and every single one of these people are waving these towels. It is absolutely just electric. And it just hit me all at once where I was like, this is why I was a fan. This is why I do this. This is why I you work so hard, and you like you go through so much, and you push so hard for things that don't, you know, whatever. This is why. This is your why. And it just it brought me back to being that little 9-year-old girl watching Bears Packers and watching football with my dad, with my uncles, with my cousins. You know, they were actually Eagles fans, so that was a whole other thing. But being in the living room with my dad specifically watching like this Bears Packers rivalry, I mean, that's who I was in that moment. And it was so cool. It was just like, I'm almost getting choked up right now, because it was just that spark you lose. And I found it again because of this game.
It makes all the sense in the world, especially to me. I try to explain this to people, and I've been doing this for a really long time, that it's one of those things that happens to you. Like when I got promoted to being the Bears beat reporter for mm-hmm. The Score, I was someone who grew up as a fan. Like mm-hmm. If you watch House of L, in the back of my room is a Chicago Vice poster with Walter Payton
Amazing.
And Jim McMahon. Yeah. Like those are my guys. Like my first job here at The Score other than like producing overnights, was answering phones on the Walter Payton show. So I have a lot of that stuff in my background. But when I took the job to be a reporter, the job is to try and be fair.
Right.
And so you have to kind of drop some of that stuff because you want to make sure that you're representing the fan base by trying to get to the truth to some of the stuff. And so it leaves it to feel a little bit clinical for you that I get excited for fans, but I don't 100%. Get excited as a fan.
That's a really good distinction.
Right? So there's that part of it. Now that I'm a talk show host, I can, if I wanted to, I could lean back into the fandom part of it. Right. But for some reason, I haven't been able to tap into that. That's Same. Why I go crazy about Alabama. Mm-hmm. That's why I go crazy about Arsenal, because I'm not covering those teams. I get to just be.
Right.
In those moments, I get to just be a fan. So hearing you talk about that, I completely understand where you're coming from. But you're right. Even with that, you're still a human being.
Right.
And when we see sports at its zenith, at its highest, at its most emotional,
right,
it's hard to not feel that.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're at a place like Soldier Field during Bears Packers, or you're at Wrigley for Cubs Brewers right now,
right,
you can feel, like, there's an energy to it. There's a way that everything is vibrating. Yes. that if you're not feeling that, then you're probably not human.
You're dead inside.
Right.
Completely. I literally texted my fiance, who also does this for a living, also has the same outlook on the NFL. He maintains an LSU fandom. That's where he gets to be just irrational and whatever. But I texted him, you know, during the opening, as the players were being announced, I was like, this feels different. This is why I do this.
Mm.
And it was like, he was so incredibly thrilled, because he knows that I haven't had that moment in a really long time. It's probably been a decade since I've had a moment like that. And it was so reaffirming in so many ways. And it was just like, man, I love this city. I love this city so much.
I'll say this, and I think you and Dave both like captured it, and we'll talk with Robert about it a little bit later on. There was something different about this.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it is that now it feels like the Bears rivalry again. Yes, that they're back on even ground.
They are. There were stakes. That was the biggest part, where it was like, this wasn't just narrative driven and all of, like, you know, you can get very tired just talking about
the lore of Bears Packers.
Especially when it's been so lopsided, right? For the last 30 years, if you're a Bears fan. And this had real live objective stakes. This game meant so much, regardless if you had any sort of investment in Bears Packers. This was such a huge game, regardless, like, from a very objective point of view. And then to add on the lore on top of that, it was cool for the lore to not be the focus necessarily. It was the stakes, because the stakes mattered that much.
It was a very cool moment, and I'm glad that you shared your point of view on it. And we're going to keep talking about it throughout the show. Like I said, Matt Forte is going to join us at 3:00. We're looking forward to talking to him. We're going to take a break. When we come back, for those of you who missed it, if you want to get into your feels, the open that Tanny put together for yesterday's show.
Am I going to cry?
You might. I think it's going to hit some of the same notes that you were talking about.
I don't know.
So that's what we are coming out with.
Don't judge me.
Don't go anywhere. That is next here on the
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Score.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
I love this chippy rivalry already. Isn't this so good, KB?
So great. Saturday night, let's go.
Still got to come through Chicago. I don't care what happens today. Could what happen in another series. Still got to come through Chicago.
This place is electric.
Oh, man, so much momentum. Bringing this stadium, bringing this city to life.
I'm happy for our guys. I'm happy for Chicago. I'm happy for, you know, this moment.
First place on the line. Let's go.
This place is absolutely on fire.
This is a special group. I don't think I've been around a team that just, when it's this late in games, just, they don't bat an eye.
The Bears have come back quite a bit. 5 times this year in the fourth quarter behind Caleb Williams. This will be a tough task. Green Bay back up by 10.
Let's get to Damon. Hey, Damon.
I'm texting my friends. The season's over. It's done. Same old Bears. And then the impossible happens.
Now it just comes down to one play.
Crazy.
Your best play, you got Ben Johnson. Your best defensive call, Jeff Hafley. An entire division on the line in one play.
Williams, pressure.
The floor on the opposite side of the field in total disbelief.
Kind of big picture, how much does this one hurt? I mean, you had the game in hand and a chance to be in first place coming out of here.
Yeah, it does hurt. I feel like you're rubbing salt in the wound there, Bill. But that's the reality of it, and, you know, it should hurt.
Caleb, you've talked over and over with us about the power of belief.
We know who we are. I've said it multiple times. We're a team that's going to fight to the end. And there was too much time on the clock.
Ah, the fake. Williams looking downfield, launching downfield, going for it. And Bears win it.
Touchdown, Chicago. They beat Keyshawn Nixon. And the game is over. Unbelievable.
A walk-off for the Bears, and Tom Rinaldi is with one of the heroes, DJ Moore.
If we can get to him right now, DJ.
Yeah, and it means a lot. And at the end of the day, it's the Packers always.
Well done, DJ. Well done.
For the first time since 2018, the Bears have beaten the Packers in Chicago.
Guess what? The Bears are in the playoffs.
The big games keep coming. The job is not done. Bring it on in! Good, better, best!
Good, better, best!
Never let it rest!
Never let it rest!
Good gets better!
Good gets better!
Better gets better!
Better gets better! Better gets better!
Bears on 3! 1, 2, 3!
Bears!
The official adventures of
Spiegel and Holmes. Afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
Carmen, I'm sorry.
I don't understand why you guys had to do that to me. Danny's not even here. I can't even yell at him to his face.
I look over and Carmen is crying with that open. I'm like, oh no.
I told you it was going to happen.
You did.
I've been blubbering about Christmas music all day. This was not the day, guys.
I know, but I love it. I'm glad. Like, that just proves like the power of that guy when it comes to his level of production.
Yes, and like the music in the background, it was like a literal score.
Yes.
I realized we're on the score, but it was like a musical score.
That's the thing about Tanny. That's why one of the reasons why I think that he's so good is that he thinks about it on multiple levels. And someone in here was like, hey, how long does it take Tanny to do these opens? At this point, it doesn't take him that long because he's always like putting the ideas together and then he's able to... But the way that he thinks about things in a very theatrical
way. Yes. That was what the word that came to mind. Oh God. Like when the sound all dropped out while like Caleb, like it, you know, the call of Caleb Williams throwing the ball and then the sound drops out and then it comes right back in with DJ catching it. Like, oh my God.
Yep. That's when you want to.
That's when I started crying.
Yes. That's why he's the man. And so I don't know if I've ever told you this about him, but like Tanny's like a club DJ.
Oh, no, I didn't know that. Wait, that makes so much sense.
Oh, yeah.
That makes so much sense.
He is someone who understands a lot of this stuff on many different levels. Oh, he's a God. Big film buff, and he's a music nerd. So you put all of that, and he loves sports. So you put all three of those things together, and you get production like that.
Yeah, that's wild.
It's beautiful stuff.
It is.
Alex, great idea to bring it back for people who missed it, because that's one of the cool things about doing sports for a living is the emotional connection to it, and it's okay. And watching you be emotional, I know that men have a bigger problem with emoting, and usually sports is a conduit to that.
Yes,
like usually sports gives men more outlet. License
yes.
to be emotional. So I love that. I love
like, that's why you love sports. That's why that's how I fell in love with football, was because of my dad and those uncles I was telling you about. Like, I had never seen emotion out of them like that other than when they were watching football, and just like the way that it brings people together and it gives you, you know, something common to talk about. Like, gosh, I always find myself being so awkward around people that aren't sports people. Like, if I'm in a new setting with like people, like, you know, I go to a friend's house party and like their spouses, whatever, like they're not into football. And so I'm like trying to relate to them. And I'm like, I don't know how to relate to you. Sports just gives you such a cheat code when it comes to relating to people, when it comes to, yeah, like an outlet for your emotion. I think I'm a lot like a guy where like I don't like to cry or show my emotion, but
I
like,
don't know. I feel like you've been pretty vulnerable in the first two segments of the show,
because I don't even know, like that's very out of character for me, but like today's just been one of those days. I think it's, you know, the holidays and like this Bears Packers game in particular, like I don't know, there's something that's been unlocked over the last like 4 days for me, so I'm being vulnerable all over the place, guys. I'm sorry.
It's good though. I like it. It okay. works.
All right,
so listen, there is a Bears note that we need to play here. And this is because you need to know if Rome Odunze is going to be a part of this thing going forward. He's been dealing with a fracture, and he's kind of been in and out. And he had the warm up that didn't go well before the game last week. This was Jason Leisure and Ben Johnson talking a little bit about Rome.
And what have you guys had Rome doing for the past week?
Rehabbing.
Is he on the bike? Is he running? And what has he been able to do?
We've been working through his rehab process. So he's right on track. He's going to be in a good spot.
You talked about
what do you mean he's going to be in a good spot?
He's going to be able to help us this year.
Okay. All right. We finally got there 20 seconds later, but we got there that he's going to be able to help us.
But this year isn't the regular season. This year, now that you've clinched the playoffs, playoffs.
I feel like it's probably leaning more towards them in a playoff game. So yet another reason why you would love for the Bears to be the number one seed, because that extra week could end up being helpful. And you might not want San Francisco to be the number one seed because of what happened last night, because that would also be helpful for them. But we won't turn the page to that game until Friday. Just stuff to keep in mind about for sure. Let's take a time out. When we come back, let's talk with Matt Forte. Let's find out what he felt. And as a guy that played in a whole bunch of Bears-Packers game, I can only imagine what was going through his mind Saturday night. We're going to find out for sure next here on The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200-plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.